Other business is Americana Bayside, MRRPC Freeman Foundation Office revised parking.
This is a revised parking plan to reorient the parking spaces at the Freeman Foundation Office parking lot and increase the parking for stage events within the original Phase 1B Town Center Site Plan for the Americana Bayside Residential Plan Community, RPC. The proposed plan shows a reduction in the impervious cover area and almost the same limits of pavement as the previously approved plan. Additionally, the number of parking spaces has increased from 88 spaces to 116 spaces total for an increase of 28 spaces from the previously approved plan. Revised parking plan complies with Sussex County zoning code and all conditions of approval. Tax parcel District 533, map 19.00, parcel 777.01. Zoning district is MRRPC, medium density residential, residential planned community.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the revised parking plan for Americana Bayside, MRRPC Freeman Foundation Office.
Second.
The move is seconded to approve the Americana Bayside, MRRPC Freeman Foundation Office revised parking plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Mr. Chair, let the record show I abstained.
Okay, let the record show that the motion carried 3-0 with Ms. Wingate abstaining. Our next item is site plan number 2232, Red Mill Point Office preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a 7,000 square foot office building with parking and landscaping along Route 1. Parcel is 0.672 acres plus or minus and is located on the northeast side of Coastal Highway Route 1 in the combined highway corridor overlay zoning district, CHCOZ. The applicant has submitted a letter requesting the parking within the front setback and a reduction in the number of parking spaces required due to site constraints. Tax parcel District 334, map 1.00, parcel 5.00. Zoning is CR1, commercial residential district. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting final approvals to be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
So my question on this is, did they send in a letter? I didn't see one in the packet that gave us a hardship reason why they needed to reduce the spaces and put them in the front setback, other than, you know, Billy got to do it, so I should be able to do it too, Mom.
There was a letter. I have it on the screen right now. So they're saying that the front yard setback is 60 feet from the roadway line, the code discourages but does not prohibit parking within the front yard setback and only requires site plan review when parking is proposed. The removal of parking spaces within the front setback would result in the loss of 10 spaces. They go on to outline the proposed parking and conclude that for all the reasons listed above, they respect that the parking be allowed within the front yard setback line as it is in context with nearby businesses and would not negatively affect adjacent properties. So there was a letter to answer the question, and my apologies if that was not.
No, I remember reading the back part. I'm just maybe after I get through reading all 1,000 pages, I sometimes forget some of the things at the beginning.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Understood.
So this is a case of they're building a building that's too big for the space, and now they want us to make up for it. Anybody else?
I agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, is the request also for relief for the number of parking spaces required, or did I mishear that?
They want to reduce the number of spaces and put some in the front setback, and I think it looks like when you look at the site plan, it's because they have to put the septic in the front yard.
Well, I think it speaks to the point you just made. 10 pounds of potatoes doesn't fit in a 5-pound bag. We have the 5-pound bag. And it's just interesting that the request is not only for relief of the number of spaces, but also to be allowed to put those spaces in a place where the code discourages them to be put. I could probably deal with one or the other, but to have both is to simply to say that, you know.
Taking advantage of it.
Well, this is a very difficult, this is not, as you appear in the absence of any other Is there anyone here representing this application, want to, I will give you an opportunity to explain to us why we should do this.
Hello, Cliff Mumford, civil engineer with Davis Boner Ferdell, One Park Avenue, Milford, Delaware. One of the reasons we needed a reduction in the number of parking spaces is because in the code, there's a requirement that storage, so the upstairs is planned to be used for storage, requires parking. So we try to make the argument that that part of the building was just storage and it didn't need parking spaces. And the planners came back with, per the code, there needs to be parking spaces for that square footage. So we wouldn't have needed the reduction in the amount of spaces if it wasn't for that stipulation in the code.
But this doesn't necessarily always be as, it won't always be a store. It could, you know, you could sell it tomorrow and somebody could put 100 offices up.
There's 800 square feet of storage. What's the parking requirement for storage space?
One per, and I'll have to check, I believe it's one per 100 up at the moment, or one per 50. Let me check.
Not for storage.
Oh, so I'm thinking of retail, it'd be one per.
Retail is one per 200.
We calculate it the same as just the regular floor area, per the comments from planning.
Really? Because I was under the impression that when push came to shove, you could deduct hallways, storage spaces, and...
You can deduct, hallways, bathrooms,
yeah. So I don't think you
closets.
Have to park them.
No?
Well, I'm not the code person. I'm just... messed with it for 30, read it for 30 years.
The guy that's done it for 30
years. Just the guy that's done it for 30 years, yeah. But, sir.
You can modify it. I'm just looking it up now, but I believe it is one. If the warehousing and storage, it's one per 200, and then for offices and retail uses, it's different. So,
Heller, what are your thoughts?
So it's one, in this case, it's supposed to be one for every 200 square feet. And how many square feet are we talking about?
800 for the storage.
Yeah.
It's a 7,000 square
foot. 7,000 square foot. It's a two-story, so it's 3,500.
Is 800?
800
yes.
Square feet of storage, which would be four parking spaces. What's the relief we're asking for?
10.
So
no, 10 is what we'd lose if we weren't allowed to park in the front yard.
Okay. What I'm trying to get to is, what kind of reduction are you asking for? But then we'll get to the parking in the...
Four parking spaces.
So you're asking to be relief for relief for four spaces.
Correct.
For the storage area. Yeah. Okay. Plus, you want to park in the setback.
The request for the relief is understandable if we're allowed to do that with the one for 200. The exception on the
was this a code revision at some point? Because that no,
I think my overall take on this is if the storage area above is not floor area for the purposes of the code, then there is no parking requirement for that area because it's not counted as floor area. If it's unfinished and it's not used for any connection in with the business and it's just there as accessory storage, there would be no parking requirement for that.
But isn't our goal to plan ahead for things that could happen up there? Or
so you got a lot of correct. So it might not be floor area today, but could be tomorrow. So
it's still 10 pounds in a 5 pound bag, no matter how you cut it. And I think they're constrained by the septic area. Probably is what has made this very challenging for them.
Right. Can you get a little more creative with where your parking goes?
We could get a joint use agreement with the neighbor to park. The owner owns the adjacent doctor's office.
And
so we could possibly get a...
Same guy owns both?
Correct.
There you go.
Yeah, there's your answer.
But my question is, shouldn't the parking be driven by the owner? And as much as he can provide, that's how much people have.
No, actually, sir, the parking is driven by the code.
Correct.
And you're in here asking us to deviate from what our code says. Parking tells you what it has to be. And now, so developing a solution to anything other than what the code requires is really on you. Okay, and if your owner has that option, then that's certainly something that he might wish to avail himself to. Not that that we, any of us, are trying to be hard to get along with, but that's just kind of the situation here. Mm-hmm. You've had to take, and I'm sympathetic to your plight, because you've had to take area that you could normally use for parking or stormwater management and dedicate it to a large septic field. The real unfortunate thing is that there's no public sewer. Why is there not, wait a minute. Let's talk about that. This is on Route 1, and why do we have a big septic area there? What's that all about? How come you're not tying into public sewer?
There is no sewer here.
No sewer in that section?
Just public water.
Just mm-hmm. water?
Correct.
Okay.
Like Red Mill area?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's
in the Red Mill area? Isn't there a force main on one side or the other of Route 1?
Not on our side that I know of.
So you'd have to drill
under Route 1.
I know mm-hmm.
It's right across from Red Mill Pond. Actually, if you look on the map, I don't know if you can see, like, Red Mill Pond's right here. It's.
You say the
it's got a house on it right now.
So the development is on the northbound lane?
Correct.
Yeah, the lot is the property.
I think there's a sewer force main that runs all the way out to Hudson Fields, and then I think it turns and goes across the road, and then it runs, and then it's on the south side, isn't it? Pretty sure there's a county sewer force main. I mean, I think if it, what you're probably thinking right now, if there was a force main out there, we would try to tap into it.
You would know this more than I would. Yeah, I'm sure you would know where the force main is.
What I'm thinking is that this plan probably needs to get a little more consideration. Because there's a number of questions here that somebody needs to think a little bit more about, I think. But this is there are other options other than maybe other options. My preference would be that they explore the other options that are available to them before we grant the relief that's being sought. I'd like for the applicant to explore those, what other options they might have.
This is on the northbound lane. I'm pretty sure there's a Sussex County force main running right down in front of your yard, but maybe I'm wrong. Do you know
is that the
fact
part?
That's not right?
I can't say I do. I mean, we've looked into if there was sewer available, and nothing came up.
Not grabbed it, maybe. I would think you just have to check into it.
Well,
we have
three choices: yes, no, or defer action.
I would think it would be to his benefit for us to defer.
I would suggest that would be a good idea to.
Or just take no action.
Let's take no action. Table it for further information would be maybe for
so yeah
more
look into the force main.
Yeah.
Also, is this part? I'm trying to the upgrades that DelDOT plans to do, where they're making the access road. This isn't going to be on that part of the access road.
References that in the letter.
Is it?
Yeah.
So it's going to become the access road.
We're on the tail end of that.
That's right.
We'll have to lose our entrance and connect to the neighbor.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have DelDOT approval.
If you can come up with that, then we might be in business.
Yeah, we're not saying no. We're just saying we'd like you to study it a little bit more.
Okay.
And come up with something that maybe isn't quite so reliant on just simply getting relief from what the code requires everybody else mm-hmm. in this room to do. So that's our concern. Do we need a motion for tabling or no? We're just going to table it. We're going to see you another day. How about that?
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right, our next item is WPF Holding Shopping Center, change of zone number 1842, preliminary site plan. All right.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a 12,000 square foot commercial and retail building and other site improvements. The parcel is 2.495 acres plus minus and is located on the northeast side of Zion Church Road, Route 20. Staff would like to note that the applicant is proposing to have parking located within a tax ditch right away. Notice has been given that the approval from DENREC is required. On January 30th, 2018, Sussex County Council approved the change of zone number 1842 and was adopted through ordinance 2545. Tax parcel district 533, map 11.00, parcel 82.03. Zoning is B1 Neighborhood Business Zoning District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting final approval to be made subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Well, here we go again.
Well, the tax ditch, the tax ditch right away can be pretty wide. What is it here? And if it's parking, there's not like they're building a structure. I mean, a machine can...
25-foot tax ditch.
Wow, that's not much.
Yeah. And DENREC has given their blessing on it, but I'm assuming then that the local, whoever's tax ditch, the manager of that tax ditch, they probably, I'm sure they don't have authority over DENREC, but should we be concerned about that?
As part of the process, they'd have to communicate with them and go through their process.
Okay. What's everybody else's thoughts on this?
If DENREC says it's okay and the tax ditch people say it's okay.
It's not a problem for me.
Mr. Hopkins, your thoughts? Okay.
I'm good with it.
Okay. Mr. Chair, with regards to WFP Holding Shopping Center, change of zone number 1842, I make a motion to approve the preliminary site plan with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the WPF Holding Shopping Center change of zone number 1842 preliminary site plan. As a preliminary, do you want it to come back or?
No.
Okay, with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2021-15, Sandpiper Cove, formerly known as Cobb Property. Request revised conditions of approval.
On November 30th, 2022, the Planning and Zoning Department received a request to amend Condition I of the January 27th, 2022 Planning and Zoning Commission approval of a 68-lot single-family cluster subdivision. Condition I requires, quote, amenities including a pool and pool house shall be constructed and open to use by residents of this development on or before the issuance of the 20th residential building permit. The final site plan shall contain details as to the size and location of these amenities. The applicant has requested that the condition be modified to state amenities including a pool and pool house shall be constructed and open to use by residents of this development on or before the issuance of the 49th residential building permit. The site plan shall contain details as to the size and location of these amenities. The property is located on the north side of Zion Church Road, Sussex County Road 382, and consists of 54.38 acres, plus or minus. The tax parcel is District 533, map 12.00, parcel 21.00. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District.
Do we know when, I know we know when the decision was, do we know when the hearing was on this one?
I don't have it loosely in front of me. I certainly could bring it up.
Trying to work backwards from that January 27th day.
2021-15.
Looks like it was the first meeting in January. Okay.
I feel like we have some kind of system in place, or we have at least tried to establish some kind of system on when we expect the amenities to be built. And I'm assuming that we did the same thing on this one, so I don't know if that's a reasonable request to go from 49 to 20.
I did receive some additional information from Lauren DeVore, the planner on this, and she had indicated that it was due to about a sewer connection. Apparently, they had to. I'm thinking of the wrong one. Never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind. Apologies there. Looking at the wrong notes.
I kind of the let's see, 68 lots. They want it by the, they're almost finished. By the time they get to the 50th, they're at the end of the, those are the lots that stay empty for 10 years because they, you know, I might give them a little bit of leeway, but I don't think I'm giving them 49, doubling it. I've heard from so many people who never got their amenities.
And if the market slows, we hope it doesn't, but if it does, then you're going to have a lot of people sitting without their amenities that they were promised, waiting for the magic number to be hit of 49. I don't think that's a reasonable number to...
I'm sorry, can you give me those numbers again? How many lots are there total?
68.
There's 68. And what are they at now?
They haven't started yet.
They haven't started, but they're asking to...
We told them to get the amenities done by the 20th house. They want it by the 49th.
Okay, so... What I know we've been through this exercise a few times. Mm-hmm. Have we been hitting around 60%?
Yeah, that's usually what it's closer 60%. To.
60%. So 60% of 68 is what's at 45?
I was just doing the math myself. Hang on for a second, I'll tell you what that is. 60 would be 41, 40.8.
And what are they asking for?
49,
72%. That's what I was calculating, but that was 72. I would certainly be okay with backing them off to 40, 41. You know, that's giving them twice what we, I don't know why we said 20. That seems a little low, actually. We must have been particularly sensitive to the issue at that point. I don't know.
No, we've had a lot of discussion about the
what that was, but
numbers on the amenities.
I didn't go back and read the minutes of the meeting to
just looking at it. It doesn't look like there was a discussion that showed up in the minutes. You know, and it looks like that decision was made at the time of the motion that was voted on because it was blank in the prepared motion.
So is everybody good with 40?
It seems like we should try to hit a whatever that percentage is. I don't know. It might be 62. It might be 57. I don't know. But I mean, 40. I mean,
what do you guys think? I mean, I'm just
all right. All right.
I'll go with 40.
Yeah.
Double it.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, Mr. Chair, with regards to 2021-15 Sandpiper Cove, formerly known as Cobb Property, I make a motion to approve the conditions at 40. Units, residential building permits. Does that make sense?
I think that has the meaning. Yeah. You have a second?
Second.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Moved and seconded to approve the request to revise the condition of approval regarding the number of units that regarding the completion time for the number of units for the amenities. To change the number of units to 40 for subdivision 2021-15 Sandpiper Cove, formerly known as Cobb Property. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2005-65, the Estuary, request to revise conditions of approval.
On November 30th, 2022, the Planning and Zoning Department received a request to amend condition U of the conditions of approval for the Estuary 2005-64 cluster subdivision, which states, quote, any wells, water towers, or water tanks shall be located at least 300 feet from adjacent boundary lines. Any proposed water or tank shall be painted in a sky neutral color with no advertising or identifying logo or script, graphic features, or characteristics. The existing water main extension along Camp Barnes Road from Double Bridges Road and the previously proposed, now under construction, elevated storage tank along the Roxana Road at Millville by the Sea will provide water supply and storage for the region and assist in maintaining pressure. In order to proactively plan for the impact that ongoing development in the area will have, GMB staff are actively working with the Tidewater utilities to evaluate potential sites for future wells and storage facilities. A site has been identified along Double Bridges Road and as a viable option where significant uplands are available for these improvements. An accompanying exhibit has been provided with the Commission's packet this evening with hatching to show this location. In order to accommodate this request and comply with conditions of approval, GMB are requesting that the language of Condition U be amended to state any wells, water towers, or water tanks shall be located at least 50 feet from adjacent boundary lines instead of the 300 feet limitation, as originally approved and stipulated within the condition. The property is located on the south side of Double Ridges Road, Sussex County Road 363, and is part of the existing open space within subdivision phases 1B, 1C, and 1D. Tax parcel is District 134, Map 19, Parcel 103.00, and the zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District.
So they're supposed to put a water tower 300 feet from anybody's property, but they want to put it 50 feet. Why do we have 300 feet as our general rule? I'm assuming it's a safety issue or something.
Is it a general rule or was it specific to this?
Say it was a specific condition, wasn't it?
It's specific to this location. So correct. What is the standard?
So there isn't one in the zoning code, but this may have been proffered by the applicants, or it may have been.
Yeah, or it may have been something that came up because of testimony that came up during the hearing from adjacent property owners too.
Do they know where they want to put the tank now?
So those crosshatch areas are on the one zone.
Well, what I would be a little concerned about just going from 300 to 50. Wouldn't we also have the alternative to approve a specific location? In other words, they show us exactly where they want to put it and we say yes or no, rather than giving them just all of a sudden you can put it anywhere within 50 foot of anybody's property line?
We could, Mr. Chairman. We would just ask the commission to take no action on this today and we'll work with the applicant to bring back a revised drawing.
Is this the one you had extra information on?
No. I just did use the wrong planner's name on the other one. It was of the sewer on the last one. Apologies.
Is anybody here with an interest representing the applicant by any chance? You want to come up and wants to ask the question? Let me say at this point for members of the public, this is not a public hearing. We will not allow it to become a public hearing. We're going to ask specific questions. The applicant's representative is going to give us specific answers. It is not your opportunity to make a speech or make a case or do anything other than answer the question that we ask you. Otherwise, we've created a public hearing and then we're done. Okay, so we can't do that. So the question I would ask you is, you know, what if you can kind of give us the background as to what the request is, why you're making the request, and how might we be able to be a little more specific about it? Because we apparently at the time this was approved, we thought 300 feet was needed. So I'm just going to let you tell us why it's not.
All right, I'm Katja Kalinski with GMB. At the time this was approved, we figured we would need a water tower or some water improvement system in that area. Since then, we've been working with Tidewater Utilities on other projects, and we have now installed a water tower on Roxana Road in near Millville by the sea.
Okay.
So at this moment, no water tower is needed in the estuary area. But if we have any future needs, we need to have this condition amended because we don't have enough area left. And if you can go back to that exhibit and scroll up to the north of it, that hatched area that is uplands, this is where we would be proposing a water tower or water tanks. And we don't have 600 feet of frontage there.
Okay.
So are you asking for frontage, or are you asking?
Well, what she's saying is if you put it in the middle of that piece right there, you're still not going to be 300 feet from any property line.
Right, okay. It would be approximately 50 feet.
Now that I understand what we're talking about, it makes a little more sense.
I was thinking it was going to be like 50 feet from my backyard.
There's no backyards. Well, right, but this is why what I'm getting at though is it might be a safer thing for us to do to approve a specific location, not irrespective of how far it is from a property line, to just just instead of having that 300-foot condition, we simply approve a location.
Yeah, but you still have to amend that condition, because if you, you're right, right.
Have
it both, so you have a specific location, amend the condition, and approve the site plan all at once.
Actually, you could remove the condition and replace it with the approval of a specific location, right?
At the time, if you knew what it was, yeah.
Is it possible for you to, at this point, to, with, without creating problems in the future for you, for yourselves or anybody else, to zero in on a location for a tower? Would you be able to tell us where that would be and let us approve a location?
Well, the problem is that at this time, nothing is in this location.
Okay.
We just want to keep it open. If infrastructure is needed in the future, that we have a site.
Infrastructure will be needed in the future. We're not
in this area. I mean, we are pretty built out in that location.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be needed at some point. And I understand that you want to maintain as much flexibility as you can, but we would also try to keep, you know, things have a way of changing over the years, as you well know, and if we simply change that to a, from 300 feet to 50 feet, then it's, that tower can go a lot of places.
We can come back with a specific location in that, area.
Is that, well, that, would that present a, any particular hardship for you to do that?
No, that would be fine.
Okay. Well, why don't we do that? Let's do that. We want to table this and then just bring it back.
Again, I just don't think you need to take any action on it.
Yeah. We'll just, and if you could come back with something, and I'm sure we can work something out. I'm quite confident that
Thank you.
We can figure it out. But I know you can because you're an engineer.
Okay. We'll move on. Lands of Absher Farms, LLC, minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 34.046-acre parcel into three lots and residual lands. Proposed lot 5A consists of 6.219 acres, more or less. Proposed lots 5B and 5C both consist of 2.5641 acres, more or less, and the residual lands would consist of 22.7744 acres, more or less. The parcels would access off an ingress-egress access easement located on the southeast side of River Road, Sussex County Road 490A. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. Zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District, and the tax parcel is District 132, MAP 6.00, Parcel 67.04. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the, in regard to Lands of Absher Farms, LLC, I move for approval of the minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement.
Second.
So moving seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement for Lands of Absher Farms, LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Lands of Brittany Baldwin and John Albright, minor subdivision off of a 20-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 34.046-acre parcel into two lots and residual lands. Proposed lot 1 consists of 1.59 acres, more or less. Proposed lot 2 consists of 1.78 acres, more or less, and the residual lands would consist of 3 acres. I believe that first acreage is wrong, based on my quick math, but the parcels would access off an ingress-egress access easement located on the south side of Hollyville Road, Sussex County Road 305. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. Zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Tax parcel is District 234, MAP 27, Parcel 101.00. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting final approvals to be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in regards to Lands of Brittany Baldwin and John Albright, I move for approval of the minor subdivision off of a 20-foot easement with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
We move and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 50-foot off of a 20-foot easement for Lands of Brittany Baldwin and John Albright with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Lands of Michelle Reed, minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 10.56-acre parcel into two lots and residual lands. Proposed Lot A consists of 2.96 acres more or less. Proposed Lot B consists of 2.50 acres more or less. And proposed Lot C consists of 3.3 acres more or less. The property is located on the east and west side of Sloan Road, Sussex County Road 49. Staff were awaiting a revised plan to include delineation of the 50-foot buffer from the tidal wetlands on the west side of the property. That plan was received and included in your supplemental packet. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. Tax parcel is District 234, Map 17, Parcel 31.03. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff have received all agency approvals. Therefore, this plan may be considered for preliminary and final approval.
Wait, you said you were waiting for something?
No, I was awaiting a revised plan, but we received it, and it is included in the supplemental. It was included in the supplemental.
Okay. Sorry. I'm easily confused. All right. Make a motion to approve the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for lands of Michelle Reed.
Second.
We move and second to approve the minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement for lands of Michelle Reed. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of M&M Properties, minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 10.64-acre parcel into three lots, including residual land. Proposed parcel 1 consists of 0.75 acres more or less. Proposed lot 2 consists of 0.75 acres more or less, and the residual lands consist of 9.14 acres more or less. The property is located on the north side of Holtz Landing Road, Sussex County Road 346, and all lots shall have access through a combined access easement. Staff are awaiting a revised plan, which is to include a delineation of any wetlands located on the property. Otherwise, the minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. Tax parcel is District 134, Map 7, Parcel 135. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff have received all agency approvals and are requesting final approval by staff upon receipt of the revised plan.
Mr. Chair, with regards to lands of M&M Properties, I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement with final by staff upon receipt of the final approved plan.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement for lands of M&M Properties. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is lands of John and Carol Holland, minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 12.15-acre parcel into two lots, including residual land. Proposed lot 1 will consist of 2.79 acres more or less, and the residual land will consist of 9.36 acres more or less. Proposed lot 1 and the residual land shall have combined access from an existing ingress-egress access easement located on the northeast side of Phillips Branch Road, Sussex County Road 302. Staff note that the minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. Tax parcel is District 234, Map 17, Parcel 11.09. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff have received all agency approvals and are requesting final approval by staff.
Mr. Chair, with regards to lands of John and Carol Holland, I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement for lands of John and Carol Holland with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of True R2 LLC, minor subdivision off of a 60-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 37.606-acre parcel into one lot and residual lands. Proposed lot 1 consists of 24.32 acres plus or minus, and the residual lands would consist of 13.18 acres more or less. The parcels would access off an ingress-egress access easement located on the south side of E. Newton Road, Sussex County Road 584. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and C1, General Commercial District. Tax parcel is District 131, Map 6, Parcel 7.01. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
I'm sorry, and you are in receipt?
Correct.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, in regards to lands of True R2 LLC, I move for approval of minor subdivision off of a 60-foot easement.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 60-foot easement for lands of True R2 LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.